Stoned presidents. Presidential candidate admits to inhaling smoke. US media stations around the states have been investigating stories of drug taking among potential presidential candidates. 15 years ago, there was an uproar when it emerged that Bill Clinton, who was then a Democrat candidate for the presidency, admitted to trying marijuana during his younger years, even though he famously said that he didn't inhale. Just recently, one of the favourites for the Democrat candidacy in this election, Barack Obama, said on a talk show, "I did take cannabis when I was at high school," and when asked the question, "Did you inhale?" by the host, Obama replied, "Yes, I did inhale, that was the point," something which many feel he needn't have bothered mentioning at all. Others say that he is unsuitable to run for the presidency. In his defence, Obama has said that there is a right-wing media campaign against him. This came after revelations that his middle name is Hussein and that he once attended a Muslim church, something which right-wing voters and campaigners find hard to accept, given the current climate. The Boston Globe newspaper said that with all this and his liberal views on Iraq, he has no chance of winning.